Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informed shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Trouble don't last always. It looks real dark right now, but your night will soon be day. You've got more strength than you can know. Dig in your faith and don't let go. Trust yourself, babe. Your life will lead the way. Sometimes you gotta laugh and come and cry. Smile if you can't find a reason why. You gotta dance through with the pain.
You will feel the way.
That's right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is the hottest online station heard around the globe, and I'm super excited that you are here with me tonight. It is going down. We're going to have a good time. I've been off the air for a little bit. I'm sure you noticed. But I'm back, so welcome back to me, and then welcome back to you as well, because if I've been gone, I know you've been gone, but you haven't been gone far, right? Because we have some incredible shows on the network, and I know you guys have been tuning in to the shows on the network. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, Sunday at 7, E-Man After Show, Sunday at 9. Got to check them out. So we are back. The Kia D Unplugged Show is back. Kia D is back. And I took a very long, much needed hiatus so that I could just, enjoy myself and take a break. You know, I've been doing radio broadcasting, for now 14 years. So I think it was all right for me to just take a small, break for a moment and enjoy life a little bit as much as I could. Of course, I enjoy being on the radio with you, but there's some other things I wanted to do. So I traveled quite a bit, actually. I think I've seen at least 12 states in 90 days. Like, it's been pretty good. I'll see a couple more states in the next couple days, days too. So I'm excited. Next couple weeks. So I'm very, very excited. So life has been very good. And time has been good. You can't get it back. And so I'm really enjoying every ounce of time, every second of time, instead of trying to move so fast and forward in life. Just enjoying the moment and the second, because I just can't get it back, so I want to enjoy every one of them, right? Thank you again, for tuning in and supporting the Kia D Unplugged Show, supporting We Talk Radio Network, and just continuing to just show us love here. We appreciate it. We have felt it. We felt the love. We felt the support. We felt the clicks. Make sure you check us out on all of our social media platforms, every last one of them. We're on all of them. You name it, we're there. If we're not there, send me an email, okay? You can send it directly to me, KiaD@WeTalkRadio.com. You can send it directly to me. You ain't even got to send it to Brooke. You can send it to me, and I will make sure I know Brooke will make sure we get on there. Shout out to Brooke, our admin assistant for the network. Thank you, Brooke, for all you do. Shout out to E-Man, Real Talk, for all that you do, my brother, and his beautiful wife, Queen Mandy. Yes, Dr. Queen Mandy. They are amazing. And Emily Blue and Deanne Lex. Shout out to all of you guys because they have really, really been holding the network down. Do not know where we would be without them, especially E-Man and Mandy. So really appreciate your love, your time, your attention, your support. I just want to let you know it didn't go unnoticed, and I want to acknowledge that publicly. It did not go unnoticed. And so I love you, brother. I love you, sister, from the bottom of my heart. And I appreciate your prayers, your love, your support, for real, for real. So thank you. We are back. What I'm saying? E-Man called me up. Hey, man. Hey, when you going back on the air? Shout out to the real ones who know how to keep it real with you and love you right there in that place. Like, hey, man, you had your time. So your network needs you back on there. Basically, is what he was saying, And I heard you, E-Man. I heard you, and I love you. I appreciate that support, So, and I'm back. So, but I did need that time, much needed. So thank you all so very, very much. And if you don't have people like that in your life, you need to change your circle. I had to do that. I had to change my circle because I realized I didn't have that kind of, those kinds of people in my life. And so one by one, slowly, I began to pick apart my life and where I was and what was good and what was bad and pray on that thing, because sometimes I might see it different, than what God sees, So I prayed on that thing. God, who you won't hear and who you don't won't hear. And when you pray on that thing and you trust and believe that he'll move all the mountains in the world. Ain't no man, and ain't not a nary mountain, he won't move. You better believe it. I have seen it happen myself. So I trust and I believe. And that's why I'm here today. So shout out to everybody in my crew. My team, everybody who works here at the network, my Hot Topic panelists, shout out to Fern, Bernice,
Also, shout out to, I've got another Hot Topic panelist who joined us once before. She'll be back on the network as well, joining us really, really soon. And her name is E. So shout out to E. She'll be back real, real soon. So we've got a couple of incredible things that are coming down the pipeline for everybody. I was actually taking a look at some of my past interviews, and I've, of course, interviewed the incredible singer-songwriter Mesa, who is just absolutely amazing. The first song I played when the show came on, it was called In the Rain, and that was sung by, excuse me, the singer on that song was Ashley Smith. I love that song. If you didn't have a real opportunity to listen to the words of that song, like the words of that song, no matter what it looks like, you know what I'm saying? Like real talk, no matter what it looks like, you're going to pull through. That's what that song says right there. Real talk. I love that song. In the Rain, you know, that name of that. Look that up. Ashley Smith. Beautiful young lady, like for real. And I've interviewed her as well. One of my most incredible interviews that happened, I can't even remember what year it was. It might have been, 2012, 2014, something like that. I interviewed a beautiful young lady who was a part of a group, and then she went solo. And her name is Flow Assist. She was a part of a group called Flow A Tree. And then she did her own solo thing, as well as Marsha Ambrosia, who was the other half of Flowetry. But Flow Assist, she was literally, I interviewed her on the network. And I never forget, she wasn't even in the United States at the time. She was in another country, and I can't remember which country it was. She literally, in this specific interview, it was one of my favorite interviews because it was one of those moments in radio when I personally realized the impact of what conversation, not only what conversation can do and how it can bring things out of people, but specifically me, and I ain't trying to just toot my own horn, but it literally was a moment for me, how I'm a great conversationalist and I was able to specifically bring something out of somebody. Man, that made me feel good. And what she spoke about was a moment that she had with Michael Jackson. And she said, I remember in the interview, she was like, I don't think I've ever talked about this before or ever told anybody before. I can't remember. It was a good memory between her and Michael Jackson. But the fact that she shared that with me, and she had never shared it with anybody or whatever it was like, wow. You know, maybe if you ask the right questions, or maybe it's your tone, or maybe whatever it is, maybe it's the right moment in time for two people to collide and have this great conversation where things like this can come out. Whatever it was, that moment was a big moment for me, like real talk. And it didn't matter what happened after that moment. I knew I could do it today. I could do anything. And I kept moving just like that. I hit some roadblocks. I hit some massive roadblocks. Like, for real, I hit a massive roadblock. I'll never forget one day I was interviewing I can't even think of his name right now, so that means I don't even need to talk. Ricky Smiley. I can't even remember his name, so I don't even need to talk about the story. So I'm not going to talk about it. I couldn't remember his name. I might just bring it up because I just brought it up, so I probably need to close it out. Ricky Smiley. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. True fan over here, Ricky Smiley. True fan when I tell you, okay? Up until a certain time. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I'm still a fan. That moment for a couple of years define how I felt about Ricky Smiley. But Ricky Smiley does do a lot for the community. Maybe he had a bad day, maybe he had an off day, I don't know. But this particular day, I'll never forget, I had some very, very important people that had invited me out, and I was excited because I don't think there were any other online radio stations that were there. I know, I think K104, 97.9, something like that, they were all there. The major networks here in the area, they were there. And we were in Fort Worth, Texas, which is my hometown. I love Fort Worth. And I had some extremely important people that were also going to be at this event that invited me to this event. And I'm talking about some high-profile people in the city of Fort Worth that asked me to come. as well as a young lady by the name of Cynthia Guillory, Coach Cynthia Guillory. Shout out to her, because she was the one who was like, oh, yeah, girl, you got to be there. After I got the call, she called me after that and was like, did you get that call? I was like, I got the call. She was like, you got to be there. I was like, I'm going to be there. Cynthia Guillory, rest in peace, Coach. I love you from the bottom of my heart. She's done more for me, and that's a whole nother story. But this particular day, I'm sure she helped lock that in some way. I'll just say that. And I was very, very excited. I dressed to impress because this was Ricky Smiley. He was having a TV show premiere on the network. I think it was TV One, if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me. I think the network was TV One, if I'm not mistaken. And this was years ago. So whenever he had that premiere, 2016, 15, whenever he started that show, he did a premiere. He was doing like a little tour premiere, and he ended up here in Fort Worth for a premiere to talk about this new show, this new TV show that he has. And I mean, I was excited. I think it was, I can't remember the name of the TV show, but it was the TV show. Y'all remember Rick Smiley TV show. It was funny. Anyways, that particular night, I was there. I was there from the beginning to the end, watched the whole event. At the end of the event, media and people, the crowd, were gathering outside to take pictures with Ricky Smiley in front of the backdrop, you know, that had the all the information, you know, the banner that has has all the information on it, the logo and all that. They were standing in front of this banner, the backdrop. They were standing in front of that. Everybody was taking pictures, and I waited one by one patiently with honor. With honor. I was excited to wait on every last person that wanted to take a picture with Ricky Smiley to take that picture. I was honored to wait because I didn't care how long I would stay there all night in them hills just to make sure I got an opportunity to interview Ricky Smiley, because I knew they already told me, Kia, we're going to let you interview Ricky. I was like, what? You're kidding me? Really? No. Okay. Let me get together. Okay. All right. Here we go. I'll be ready. I'll be ready. This is my big moment. This is Ricky Smiley, right? Now, Ricky had already at this time had been doing radio broadcasting for many, many years. And it was a long story. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, I'm going to finish up this Ricky Smiley story. We'll be right back. I'll tell you a little bit more about it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk.
Woke up this morning with a brand new attitude. New smile, new style, it's a whole mood. Trying to find a vibe that I can get into today. And now I'm on my way. First I hit the park and see the fellas patrolling. Ladies in them shorts, got their bellies rolling. To the deep, deep beat that they playing on the radio. And all they wanna know is how low can you go? I'm in my element, I'm really loving it. Left all my worries, cause they're all irrelevant. Cause it is gonna make you real good.
Just one.
You want it.
My bad. Welcome back. I was definitely enjoying my dance time. Sorry. Lovely day. I was enjoying that. I ain't gonna lie. That particular song right there was Lovely Day. That was Anthony Davis. Now, if you have never heard of Anthony Davis, I'm gonna need you to go ahead and Google him too. Okay? You Googleize him because he is you Googleizable. Go on Google that. He's amazing. Seriously. I was supposed to have Anthony David on the show. Did I ever have Anthony David on the show? I think I did. Yeah. Once. Oh, that was back in 2011. Ooh-wee. Shout out to Myra Ruffin with Unlimited Wealth Entertainment for hooking that up. He also hooked up the beautiful flow assist as well. He also hooked up Selena Johnson too. So yeah, I interviewed Selena Johnson as well. The beautiful songstress Selena Johnson. She's amazing. One of these days I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna play some of these old interviews so y'all can hear this stuff, like for real. I would love to hear it because I haven't heard them in a very long time. So it'd be interesting. We could all hear together.
some of my new listeners and some of the old listeners, everybody coming together, hearing the old stuff, the oldies and goodies. Welcome back. Sorry, I should have did this already. Welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We are the hottest and fastest growing online radio station heard globally, and we are super excited to be heard in your home, in your office, in your car, no matter where you have a cell phone or some internet, honey, with a connectivity availability. We are in the building, okay? We in the building, okay? So we appreciate the listening. The love. We appreciate you for telling your people, your family, your enemies. Let them all know we are here. We are here at We Talk Radio Network, because at We Talk Radio, we talk, we listen, and we take action. Okay? Real talk. I need to start giving people money who know that when I see them on the street. What's the We Talk Radio motto? If they say that, I just need to start having like $100 in my pocket. Be like, damn, there you go. I mean, that would just blow my mind. You know, I just love it. You know, it's on the way. It's coming. It's already here. Never mind. It's already here. We don't, because the future is not promised. Right now, it's promised. So it's here. You see what I'm saying? There we go. Okay. We're going to start flipping around how we speak. Instead of speaking future terms, we're going to speak in right now terms. That way our blessings can be right now instead of in a future that's not even promised. Anyways, so let me get back to the incredible Ricky Smiley. So we're in Fort Worth. I'm at the TV premiere for the Ricky Smiley television show, and everybody is there, radio stations, everybody. And they've got some incredible Fort Worth and Dallas and Arlington. I mean, just the chambers and the judges and the attorneys. I mean, there was a lot of incredible people in the building. I mean, it was invite only. There may have been a couple of extra people. It was one of them invite only kind of events. I mean, it was really incredible. It might have been open to a couple people in the public, but it wasn't no open to the public, you kind of deal. Otherwise, it would have been overflowing with folks, but no. So I get there. I was excited to have this special invite to, one, just be in the building amongst the great people, and then, two, to have the opportunity to interview Ricky Smiley, you know, somebody I looked up to in the radio industry. I had only been in the industry at that time probably – this had to have happened in like 2015, 2016, because I've been in the industry at that point, you know, about 5-6 years. But also at that point, I had interviewed, I mean, countless celebrities. So, and I'd also been on two reality TV shows. So I wasn't, you know, it wasn't like I was big time, but I wasn't, you know, I wasn't shy to celebrities, if you know what I mean. You know, I was excited, but I wasn't like, oh my gosh, this is, oh my God, yeah, but I was very excited. Oh my gosh, this is Ricky Smiley, I'm about to do this interview, but I knew I was going to kill it. I mean, you know, KD, about to kill this interview. What would I not do, right? You know. So I wait. I'm there. I'm waiting. The event is over. The TV premiere portion is over, and everybody is gathering outside to take pictures in front of the backdrop. And so we're all there. I'm waiting at the very, very end. I'm not even at the end of the line. I'm actually standing on the outskirts with the people that invited me, the very important people in the city of Fort Worth that invited me, and this beautiful coach that I know, Coach Cynthia, rest her soul, because she passed away a couple of years ago. We're all standing over there. We're just chatting, and I'm waiting, and they're very excited for me as well. Now, I knew this interview had to be a little different, right, because I had all these very important people here, you know, so I knew I had to get straight to the point, no frizzle, no dizzle, just boom, 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 get to the point, because I didn't really know how much time I had, right, but I know Ricky Smiley's playful, so I really didn't know how much time I had, but it seemed like everything was pretty serious that night, so I wanted to make sure I kept it on the serious tone if I could, you know, but your girl kid is silly, you know how it is, and so, boom, here we go. My turn, because there was no more pictures to be taken. He was taking pictures with all of the incredible guests, and there were no more pictures to be taken. It was my turn to walk up and do this interview. I had my mic ready, and there was a young man there. Shout out to Frank Lott. He has an incredible company called Frank Lott Photography. He was the photographer that was there that night. Photographer that was there that night. And he was doing the videos, he was doing the photos, all that good stuff. So he actually videoed the interview for me that night. And because I was just there with my microphone and my recorder, I was like, Frank, he's like, I got you. Don't even worry about it. Cool. Cause we had worked on some stuff together before in the past. We've been at multiple events in the past. So I know him very, very well. And so I step up. And I'm excited. I know exactly what I'm going to say, and I got to keep it straight to the point, but I still got to be Kia D and bring this great energy, right? And so it was my turn. I was like, hey, how you doing, Mr. Smiley? He was like, I'm good. How are you? I was like, good. All right, ready? He was like, I said, you ready? He was like, yeah, ready. I said, great. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Because I got the countdown from the photographer, Mr. Frank. 3, 2, 1. Here I go. That's me, right? Here I am. That's right, it's your girl, Kia D, holding it down for Week Talk Radio Network. I am standing here right now with the most incredible man. That's right, he is making TV history. It is my man, Ricky Smiley. He has an incredible show, that's right, on TV One called Ricky Smiley for Real. I actually can't remember the name of the show, but I remembered it that night. Anyway, that's a side note. But anyway, tonight, that's right, it's his TV premiere right here in Fort Worth, and we are super excited. Ricky, tell me more about this TV show. And I put my mic over in his face, and he literally began to clown me. He was like, where you from? And I was like, I'm from Fort Worth. And I was kind of stumbled because I was trying to get the question about the show. I was like, I'm from Fort Worth, Funky Town. He said, Funky Town, Funky Town. He just kept going back and forth like in this, he was just really weird. And I was like, yeah, funky tale. I was like, so let's talk about this TV show. And he literally blew me off. I kept trying to get back to it, and everybody knew he wasn't going to give me anything. And in that moment, I had to just go back to the, that's right, we are standing right here in Fort Worth. I had to close it out. I never got anything out of him other than funky town. And I was like, oh my God. I kept trying, but it was impossible. So I had to close out the Ricky Smiley interview with no Ricky Smiley interview other than that. And it was pretty traumatic for me. It literally, when I walked off and I walked over to those people that invited me and that coach Cynthia Guillory, who was there on the side as well, who had locked in the deal for me to be up there doing that interview with Ricky Smiley, they almost had tears in their eyes. They felt that bad for me. So did Frank, who deleted the footage because I asked him years later. I didn't ask him right then, but years later, I asked him, Frank, you still got that footage? He was like, mm-mm. You know what? I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Frank. Because it was so much. But that particular interview probably wasn't my worst, actually. I've never had anything happen to me like that. Now, I have had some bad interviews that went pretty bad. I actually had a comedian on. I can't think of his name right now, but he was on. And that interview went real bad, you know. I've had people who don't want to answer questions. I'm like, no, why are you on here? And I don't say this on the air live. But I'm like, why are you on here if you don't want to answer no questions? Come on now. You know, I could pull anything out of anybody, you know, just having fun. And they just don't. It's like you can't. And I get it. Everybody's having somebody or people are in a feeling away or in a certain mood, and you just got to do this interview. I understand that. And we're going to pull it out anyway. We're going to get these questions answered because we still want the people to know who you are. But I'm telling you, anybody who's out there and you're an artist, because I know they listen, you know, you're an artist, you're an author or whatever, let me just tell you. Make sure when you're doing these interviews, you come with the right attitude, because a lot of people will be attracted to you based upon that great old positive attitude that you have. You might sell an additional 100,000 copies just because of that incredible attitude, I'm just saying. So you get more with sugar than you do lemons. Let me bring in the sugar of all sugars, the sugar pie of sugar pies, serving up sweet pie every day of her life. Give it up for Fern Fern. What's up, Fernie?
What's up, Queen?
How are you? Listen.
I am good. Blessed and blessed can be.
Amen. It's good to be back on the air. I will say that. It is definitely good.
Yes, it is. It is, Queen.
Yes, yes, yes. There's been so much happening. We haven't missed it. We've been apart. We've been listening to the news, but the news just wasn't important for me. Unfortunately, I needed to get my news together. I didn't want my news to be news. So let me get my news together so it's not on the news tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
That part.
Listen, we're having a good time tonight on the Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Our home base is Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. but we are heard globally. So shout out to everybody around the globe. Everybody for tuning in, to our sponsors, to our advertisers, to our vendors, to everybody who works with us, to our volunteers and our staff, to our radio personalities and our production team, to everybody who just works so hard, our Hot Topic panelists, everybody. Even when we do events, and this is the other thing, Farnese, we about to do some events in 2024. 2023, we pull back, to, you know, because we needed to, you know, I needed to pull in the reins. But 2024, we're going to get back to doing the events that we love doing so very much.
I'm ready.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most incredible, I was talking about one of my most incredible moments, you know, in life and really in radio. One of my most incredible moments was when I interviewed, Flowetry, you know, she, Flow Assist. Excuse me, Flowetry was like a two-part, right? Flow Assist was Marsha Ambrosia and Flow Assist. Well, when they broke apart, she began Flow Assist was on a tour, you know, of some sort, right? And doing all of her, you know, just everywhere. And she wasn't even in the United States at the time, right, when she did this particular interview. And it was like my greatest moment mm-hmm. of all time to interview her, because I remember in this interview, during that interview, one of the things that she said to me is she ended up talking about Michael Jackson, a moment between her and Michael Jackson that happened. She was like, you know what? I've never told anybody that. Or is this the first time I've ever talked about this? And I was like, what? It was like that level of being able to get something like that out of a beautiful woman named Flo Assist. And let me just tell you, if you have never, ever, 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 ever heard her voice, It just engulfs you. This beautiful accent, it just mm-hmm. takes over you. It's just beautiful. It takes mm-hmm. over you. And I'm gonna play. Next week will be a good week to play that interview from Flo Assist from many, many years ago. I'm gonna pull it. I'm gonna play it, and we're gonna have some fun next week because I want y'all to hear that. I mean, she blessed my heart, and I was a baby in radio at that time, you know, and that was one of my greatest moments. And what I just finished talking about was one of my worst moments when Ricky Smiley embarrassed me for real. I think you heard that story.
Oh, Lord.
Lord.
Yeah, I remember that.
Lord. But mm-hmm. I forgave Ricky. I love you, Ricky. Ricky does a lot for the community. So I cannot hate on Ricky. You know what I'm saying? I just had a moment and with him, and that's what that is. And, you know.
But that's life.
If I never get another
opportunity.
It doesn't
matter who you are. It's life.
Right. Yeah. So I was wondering, what was your, like, greatest moment, like the greatest thing that ever happened to you in your life where you were like, wow, like there is no way. Like it was just mind-blowing. Outside of meeting me, right, the incredible Kia D.
Well, okay, so let me narrow this question down, because I can tell the craziest experience I've ever had in life. Now, are you wanting interview wise? You know, which direction are we going?
You know what? I want the crazy. Go back to that one, because that one sounded more interesting than anything else you was going to say anyway. Go ahead. I want to hear the crazy story.
All right. So my friends, my family, they think I'm crazy. You know, I have a crazy bad side and a crazy good side. And some people have the pleasure of knowing both. So I am also a comedian. And sometimes I can tell a joke and it sounds like it's real and it's not. But this really happened to me, and I know some people are going to say, ooh, this girl is crazy. But the craziest thing that has ever happened to me that blew my mind, left me speechless, it left me motionless, it was amazing, spectacular, extraordinary, out of this world. I'm going to say it like this. The government may say it was one thing, but when you see something with your eyes, your eyes tell you the truth. It's up to you whether you believe what you see or not. Wasn't drinking, wasn't smoking, wasn't popping pills, wasn't doing anything except for admiring by and how beautiful it was and how beautiful the city reflected in the distance. I'm one of those people, I love taking pictures of the sun, sunrise, sunset, the moon, the stars. I've always been that person. I like to sit outside and let the wind blow through my hair. But to make a long story short, I took a trip out of the country, and what they said, what the government said was a satellite. It was a UFO spaceship. I know some people probably saying, okay, she cycled too, but I'm going to say it like this. You better wake up because it's real. They can say what they want to say. I know what I saw with my own eyes. I know what went right over my head. I know what I saw. I wasn't hallucinating. I wasn't hungry, starved out, thirsty, dehydrated, none of that good stuff. I felt like, literally, I felt like it was independent. And the super bad thing about it is that I was in a different country and I didn't speak their language. So I felt helpless. All at the same time, you know, it was like an out-of-body experience, so to speak, seeing something of that magnitude, seeing something that you have no explanation of what is going on. I saw this long enough to have time to rule out a missile because I think the war, maybe a missile got loose and now it's heading toward us. It wasn't a missile. It had no sound. I thought it was a meteor shower. Well, a meteor shower does not sail parallel against the land. It sailed parallel against the land. Like, a meteor shower falls at a diagonal, in a diagonal way, because it's falling. It's not going to sail. It's not. So that's the craziest and most extraordinary thing that has ever happened to me. And, I have video because if I didn't video, people already think I'm crazy. They wouldn't have believed me. So I would have anyway.
But I get it.
All I know is that I was ready to come home after that happened.
I'm going to tell you, I couldn't even. I don't know what I would have did. I just don't know. You know, idling. It was idling.
No, it was not idling. What you heard was the ocean in the background because I wasn't far from the ocean. You heard the waves.
But I'm sorry, not idling, hovering over the ground, not idling.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't.
It didn't hover.
No,
it
wasn't
quick.
Hovering. You couldn't hear nothing. The only thing you could hear was my voice, the ocean in the background. It had no sound.
When it came in, standing outside,
it had no sound. At all.
Did it stay in the same place or did it like come in fast?
No, it was sailing. It was literally moving. It literally sailed across my head, like went over me. Woo! Yeah, I'm telling you.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. Okay. So it didn't stop. It kept going, but it was going slowly or was
it
going fast?
Going. Yes, it was going slow. It was going slow enough for me to rule out a missile, in a media shower. And for me to think what is happening, like, I felt like screaming like the girl from Poltergeist when she drives up and they're trying to go leave because the house is disappearing. And she's saying, what's happening? That's how I felt. Literally, I felt like screaming, but nothing would come out of my mouth. I could literally feel the hair on my arm stand up and the back of my neck. So, you have door stoppers that you take out of town with you and you put behind the door. I had three of them. Why is it I put two behind my door, one behind my door and two behind the patio door? I don't know. I just felt like it was Independence Day. I was trying to protect me. Literally.
Wow.
No sound. Big as that was, no sound. If you're standing outside and it can be a blimp up in the sky, if it get quiet enough, you can hear that blimp engine.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
But something that big, I didn't hear nothing. When I say nothing, I mean nothing. Just sailed across the sky. Even
that
when the resident phone, even the one he recorded, you could hear them talking, but you couldn't hear anything coming from the sky, letting you know that it was there unless you was outside looking. It's amazing. It was amazing. But I have a different outlook on life, you know. We would be silly to think that only living beings in this solar system.
Right.
That would be crazy. It is too much out there, too much unexplained. I have a different respect for faith, for the sky, just how far I can throw a baseball up to be able to do that without causing injury. It's amazing what we can do and how we are blessed to have the intelligence that we do have. And a lot of us take that for granted, and we use it in the worst way. But there are things out there that the government don't want us to know. But in this time in life, for everyone, hide it anymore. Because they are making themselves known. Go ahead, go to social media. Check it out. Regular people catching things on video. The United States jet can't even keep up with them. There's not a jet, a fighter jet, that can keep up with it. So open your mind. God, he's God all by himself, but we're not alone. Okay? Like Michael Jackson said, you are not alone. You're here with us, y'all.
Seriously.
Call me crazy. Call me what you want to call me. I don't care.
No.
But
no, listen,
my eyes
see something
are
like
out of me.
Yeah, your eyes ain't going to deceive you. No, ma'am. Ooh-wee-wee-wee. Now, that definitely topped my story. That's why I was like, I don't know what story you was going to talk about, but I want to hear that one, the one that you was about to talk about before the other stories. I want to hear the crazy story. Yeah, that was definitely,
that's the craziest. You know, you go through life and other things happen, but when you really sit down and you think about the craziest thing that has ever happened to you in life, you know, to see something of that magnitude fly over your head in the sky. And it was bigger than a cruise ship. You know, and I've been on a cruise ship before. 7-day cruise ship. So you know it's big to have plenty, you know, have to have enough for everybody to have fun, enough to do. So this thing was bigger. It was all honesty. It was almost two cruise ships. That's how big it looked to me.
Ooh,
like something
girl,
to
you got my whole top
big, that big. You have no earthly idea. I called my husband crying, told him I was ready to come home. See, if that happened to me on U.S. soil, that's different. I can go to somebody and tell somebody who speaks my language. But when you're in a different country and that happens to you and everybody don't speak your language, it's just scary for something like that to happen. You know, yes, extraordinary, but, ooh, girl, I couldn't even drink myself to sleep.
Well, I'm glad. Baby, the ship kept on moving, honey. Now that we're going to praise God for. Amen. The ship kept on moving.
Look, it was not July 4th, okay? It was not Independence Day.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about, we're going to do two things. We're going to talk about what exactly, because you reported this. We're going to talk about exactly what the government said when you reported this. But we're also going to have a very special segment on, got a young lady who 100% came to some of the events with me in the community this week, and she had an absolutely good time. And she's going to be here to tell us exactly what events. Affirm. I know you saw one of those events. Tamaja T. Montana, who's one of our photographers for We Talk Radio. And Heels on the Move to Heels.
That girl is gorgeous.
Listen,
that girl
right
gorgeous.
There. Lynn,
girl, that
she
girl,
be my,
that's my baby, gorgeous. I don't know what you're talking about. She my baby. You just had her. She's gorgeous.
Baby. Listen, she walked in like an Egyptian goddess, an African goddess, and everything goddess. She just looked beautiful. It was just amazing.
She's a beautiful black Nubian queen goddess, baby. Yes, she is beautiful.
And she was showing it on that stage. Do you hear me? So if you want to see it, you can go right now to We Talk Radio Network's Instagram page or our Facebook page, and you can check it out. The video is there. Go check out some of our other videos. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Comment. So go check that out. When we come back, we're going to have the incredible Marie here, and we're going to finish up this story because I want to know what the government said, because I know the government, you was talking about it, what the government said. Let's talk about what they said about what that was that you saw going over your head. Don't go anywhere. We'll be listen. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back with the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Come on.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged show, where we talk, we listen, and we listen right here. We talk, we listen, and we take action right here on We Talk Radio Network. And let me tell you, I'm your girl, Kia D. I got my girl, Fernice here. We were actually talking, and we're going to get back to that conversation here in just one moment about an incredible conversation. She knows for a fact. She knows for a fact. I saw the video. I just forgot what the video had in it, the contents of it. But I saw the video, and when she started talking about it, I remembered. Literally, she saw what she saw. She saw what she saw. Now, what she saw, we're going to talk about
that
in
part.
Just 1 second. If you are just joining the show, thank you so much for being here. We have literally had an incredible night. That artist that you just heard is a beautiful young lady by the name of Carmen Rogers. Big Joe, who has a show here on the network called Mind, Body, and Soul Radio, that is his favorite artist, like hands down, period. He loves her. So shout out to Carmen Rogers. She's one of mine as well. Vocals off the chart. And I don't know if y'all, that last song just now, I don't know anybody who's into like music. If you heard the drum, I mean, just out of this world. Drummer was just out of this world, crazy. So I don't know who produced it. I don't know who was the music director on it. I don't know, but brilliance, okay? Absolute brilliance. So I will. One of the things we love to do here is expose you to incredible music. Music that you may not have heard on the mainstream radio networks. Music or artists that are mind-boggling in what it is that they do. That's what we do here, as well as have great conversations. And we want to continue that. Now, I got a young lady that I had the pleasure of meeting, and I cannot wait to introduce you to Fernice. But she's an extraordinary young lady, and she is going to be with us tonight to talk specifically about some incredible events that we've attended together. So y'all know Q Moore. Q Moore has been on this network a couple times. Q Moore I can't make it to all of them because some of them in Amsterdam, and I can't go to them sometimes. You know, I'm sorry, brother. You know, I'd be wanting to, but sometimes I just can't make it. He be traveling overseas all the time. But I try to support every chance I get. And so I'm out supporting because I hadn't been out in a while. You know, I've been at the crib. I've been chilling. I've been knuckled down, buckled down, working, you know, going through my journey of healing. It's been incredible. Do you hear me? Incredible. Letting God just speak to me and dive into me, you know. And so I decided, you know, I'm going to get up, get out, I'm going to have some fun tonight. What can I do? First thing I saw on Facebook, because I like to sometimes Facebook to find my events and stuff like that, I saw Q Moore was doing an event not too far away. Actually, it was downtown, but it didn't matter. I was like, cool, downtown Dallas, I can do that. So I went, drove to the Canvas Hotel downtown Dallas about 2 weeks ago. And Bernice, I don't know if I took pictures that night, so it's online, but I don't know if I saw. Y'all can go to We Talk Radio, Instagram, and Facebook to see the pictures. You'll see Q Moore, me, and a couple of other beauties that are there in that photo, and that's the night that Q Moore was just, he had his guitar, and he had his keys, and that's all he needs sometimes, and his voice, and he's just amazing, incredible. Yeah. But I met this beautiful young lady named Marie. And so I want to invite her in tonight. Not only is she going to be talking to us about some of the events that we've attended, because since that event, we've attended several together. We met that night. But I was like, listen, you know, I got a couple of other names coming down the pipeline. I'll text you if I'm going. And she's been able to come to some of these things. So I'm going to bring Marie in. She's also an extraordinary licensed insurance agent for United Healthcare. And so I'm going to let her talk a little bit about these incredible events that we have attended. And it's more to come, Fernice. I cannot wait for you to come as well. I know you've got a couple things you've been doing, but I know you've been trying to get there. You've been trying to get there, honey. When I tell you, the invite's going to keep coming. The invite's going to keep coming. Marie, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Kia D Unplugged show.
Hello, Marie.
Hi, thank you for having me. Hi, everybody. My name is Marie Porter.
Tell me first, really quickly, tell me about your insurance and what you do, and then we'll get into the event. Tell me about that real quick.
Okay, yeah, awesome. So most people won't know that I'm actually not from the Dallas, Texas area. I just moved here about a year ago from the lovely Northwest Seattle, Washington. So there I am from the Northwest. So I came out here for just more of a life change. I wanted a place that had way more culture and a bigger music scene than what I was used to in the lovely Seattle, Washington. All of my experiences here in the Dallas area, much love to the Dallas area. It's been positive, great vibes, great food, great music. I actually am a licensed state agent, not only in the state of Texas, but I'm also licensed in other states, for example, in Georgia, Maryland, Illinois, Tennessee, just to name a few. But as a licensed agent, my primary focus is small business owners, individuals, families, contractors. All of those groups, they need health insurance. So whether you already have a current existing policy or you don't have none at all and you're looking to revisit your options, I'm your go-to person. So I take a look at what you already have. I take a look at what you would like going forward. And we take a look at all of your options, whether it's medical, dental, vision, or even catastrophic or even accident coverage.
Love it. Absolutely.
So,
love it.
If anybody wants to get in contact with me, I have my business cell number, which is 323-945-8161. And then, of course, you know, if anybody would like to just text me directly any questions that they have, I'll be sure to follow up expediently. Or if people would like to email me directly, they can reach me at my name, which is marie.porter@ushaadvisors.com. So there's a number of ways to reach me, but I'm always happy to help, you know, business owners, families, individuals. I'm out here.
She's out here. Marie, M-A-R-I-E. You reach out to her.
Did
I'm going to give
Missouri
you her number
too?
One more time. Say it again.
What was that?
She said Missouri, Illinois.
So a few of other states that I work with is Texas, Illinois, Maryland, Georgia, Tennessee, Michigan. I kind of started with like the larger metropolitan areas, but I'm actually able to, you know, be licensed in those states and help out in any other states. So if you do have family in Kansas, I can help them too. But I do have some niche markets that I like to work with as like my priority markets, like Illinois, Georgia, Texas. But pretty much any state, you know, if you got people, family, friends, you know, a business owner in the state of Wisconsin, I can help them out too. So don't be shy. I'm out here.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I need to also connect you with, Buy Black. Oh, what is the name of that? Circulate Black. A.T. Black is a young man who used to be one of my Hot Topic panelists. He has a network online. Y'all go to Facebook and Instagram. It's called Circulate Black. A.T. Black is his name, but it's called Circulate Black. Definitely a great network to connect with. I'm glad I'm thinking about this now. Definitely, Marie, connect with them. If you guys want to reach Marie, I'm going to give you that number again, 323-945-8161 about the events. You've had a pleasure of being in the community and hanging out. I did hear you say, you know, you came from a place that didn't have the music scene that you were looking for, and boom, dropped in Dallas, and the boom is booming. So tell me more about some
of
these events.
I sure did.
Yeah, right. Tell me more about some of these events.
Back to Quentin Moore, right? We like to call him Q. Like you, I was, you know, I had a long day at work helping people with their health insurance plans, and I just thought, you know, I just want to end my Wednesday on a really good note, you know, and continue experiencing what Dallas has to offer. So I actually found Q, his info, and so I came out to Canvas Hotel, and when I, you know, got to the hotel, I mean, it's a beautiful scene, right? There's a chandelier in the lobby. You go up to the stairs. There's a rooftop bar. There's a infinity swimming pool. I mean, the vibes were already set for a good time. And then insert Q with his, you know, talented vocals and playing the piano.
Talented vocals. Oh, man, the brother's so talented. Y'all just, oh, just floors me. There was an event that happened in January. Fernice, you went to that event. It was my birthday party. I had an escort, and he actually sang at that.
Yes.
It was amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite songs of what Q did that night was from D'Angelo, Brown Sugar. And so that was like a good throwback moment because I was like, who doesn't love that? Brown Sugar. I mean, I kind of butchered the song, but he does it justice. He does it justice.
Y'all can check that out on our We Talk Radio Instagram and Facebook page. Go check it out. We had a good time. We love taking videos. We love taking pictures, all that good stuff. Go like, go subscribe, go comment, all that. Then we also went to Freeman's Jazz Cafe, right? It was your first time at Freeman's.
Freeman's, hey.
Yes.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Yes. What I like about that scene was how intimate it was, right? It's kind of a little bit of a hole in the wall until you walk in, and they also have an outdoor patio seating, which is completely awesome, especially if you're looking for a small venue to, like, reserve for a good like luncheon or maybe like a pre-wedding thing and you want to accommodate like 50 people. I think that whole space is great with their outdoor patio plus the stage to kind of set the mood, and they have the bar to the side, so I felt like there was a little bit of everything for everybody if you wanted to just kind of chill outside, or if you are like me, every now and then if I attend an event I might want to just stay near the bar, keep getting my drink or two, or be near the stage like how me and you were, front row center for all of the acoustics, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, man, those acoustics. Oh, the music, the singing. Lenny Nance. Shout out to Lenny. I didn't mean to cut you off, Marie. Shout out to Lenny Nance. And I apologize. Oh, my gosh, I can't think of the – Neek. Her name is Neek, I think is her name. She's the most beautiful songstress. She keeps the crowd rocking, her and Lenny back and forth duetting, and just the band, the trumpet and the saxophone and the drummer and the guitar and the keys and just – go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Marie.
Oh, no. We're vibing. We're all, you know, throwing our two cents in. For me, when I go to a music venue, for me it's just – I really look at the venue, you know, can I, you know, really operate in that space to dance, sing along? You know, I always like to check out their website ahead of time so I kind of know what style of dress I want to wear for that evening. Being from the Northwest, we're so used to wearing layers, but out here, it stays pretty humid. So I guess I felt like I wanted to do a mixture of, like, my heels and wearing my sweater dress, so I opted for my suede boots plus my sweater dress, and I still felt like with my short mini dress on, I was still capturing the vibe of the acoustics, but still wearing the layers like I used to in Seattle, but still trying to match the style of dress out here in Dallas, because Dallas people really know how to dress out here. So I'm trying to just, you know, catch up to speed. And I think it was awesome that some of the people out there at Freeman's were also kind of dancing in the background. And then some folks like you were singing along. It was definitely a great time. And let's not forget about the food, because you were ordering cornbread, and that has to be the sweetest cornbread I've ever tasted. I know sometimes people will put, like, jalapenos. But that was pretty sweet. That cornbread, it felt like, you know, your auntie made it just in the back kitchen and then served it to you with some live music. I mean, how awesome is that?
Yeah, and it actually had jalapenos in it.
It did? Oh, I didn't even taste it.
Yep, it did. It did. It had jalapenos. It was all their food is delicious. They serve Cajun. It's a Cajun restaurant. And just incredible seafood, Cajun seafood pasta and the cornbread and the red beans and rice and just you name it. It's just delicious. So you can't go wrong there. I don't drink too much, but according to Marie, the drinks were popping.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like to have different flavors. I mean, where I'm from in Seattle, we like to have, you know, our own kind of like local home brews. But because I do love a good, you know, apple and flavors and things like that, I actually opted to drink their cider, which was actually a pineapple cider for anybody who likes fruity flavors and wants something a little different and kind of tangy. I would recommend trying the pineapple cider if you want something kind of light and not so, so heavy, but still want, like, you know, a really good vibe.
Mm. Bernice, have you ever tried that pineapple cider?
No.
Hmm.
No, I haven't.
I mean, they come in different flavors. I mean, there could be blackberry. You got your standard, like, apple, pineapple. There's different flavors, kind of like your favorite mimosas, right? So the other week ago, I had, where did I go? I had went out to breakfast. And I had ordered a, like, strawberry mimosa. It was pretty good. I mean, some of these drinks out here, you just have to try different flavors instead of just, like, the standard flavor, because you may not know that there's other things that you might like instead of just, like, the typical, you know, like, OJ mimosa, because there's strawberry, there's mango. It's pretty good. I'm really into flavors, as you can tell.
Opening up our palates. Okay, now. And then you went to another event that was at the 5 a.m. theater this past weekend. I'm sorry, was it this weekend? Oh, my goodness, yes, it was. This past weekend, and my daughter, Tamija, was a featured model in this fashion show this weekend. And why don't you tell us more about that?
Okay, yeah, so definitely lots to see, lots. I can't even emphasize that enough. There was lots to see. It was a great crash course of, you know, a different cultural, a lot of different types of African people were there representing different countries. I think at one point, didn't we hear them shout out people from, like, Cameroon, or like the Congo or Nigeria, of course, Ghana.
Yes.
I'm sure there's people that was there from Ethiopia. I mean, just a whole colorful array of people from different places. And then just as diverse as the crowd was, so were the designers and what they showcased out on the stage. The stage wasn't as long as you would see at other traditional fashion shows. However, even if the stage was much shorter, I felt like the models really came out and showed out and did the outfits justice. I mean, you saw a little bit of everything. Like, there was menswear, and that was, like, completely wonderful to see, you know, mm-hmm. men's line as well as women's line. And then the different outfits for the women's line ranged from, like, I think something that you'd want to wear, like, on your honeymoon if you were getting married.
Nice.
There was a little bit of something that you can wear if you're going out to brunch with the girls. There's a little bit of, what is it, formal wear in case you were going
okay.
to, like, a black tie event. And then there was other very cute baby doll styles. In case you just wanted to kind of go for a date night stroll with your dude or your significant other, a partner, you know, whether it's a man or a woman, we're all inclusive here, right? So there's just a little bit of everything. And even with the men's line, what I could appreciate is that some of the jacket styles were kind of like origami shaped. So it wasn't just like their traditional jacket styles. And then for some of the men's suiting, I like their choice of play with the different colors, because one of the men they actually had like a salmon like colored suit, which I thought was like amazing. And let's not forget that one of the men's outfits, he had a matching like shirt and shorts that came in like this blue and green color, which I thought was like awesome, especially if you were like going out on vacation to a nice resort and you just want to have a matching like shirt and shorts set. I think it's pretty awesome for men, right? Especially if they don't know what shirt to go with their shorts and they just want to match and all they're missing is their shades and sandals. So there's definitely a lot of creativity that was displayed on the stage. But I mean, you know, chime in because I could just talk endlessly about so many things that I saw that was so awesome.
Yeah, and she's absolutely right. It was beautiful. Everything was beautiful. All of the, you know, congratulations to all of the models that walked across fearlessly and to all of the designers that just, I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, the outfits were beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. The wedding gowns, they even had a couple of youth that were in the fashion show as well. So, I mean, it was beautiful. It was really, really beautiful. The room was filled with people. Everybody had cameras on following the models and getting these videos. And, you know, I mean, and then they had photographers everywhere. And it was just a good night. It was a real good night. So shout out to my brother who came. He's never been to one of my daughter's model, her fashion shows before. So, and she's done quite a few, but he hadn't been to one. So this was his first night. And am I right, Marie? Was he very, very, was he excited or not? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's like the ultimate hype uncle. And I have five uncles, mind you. But I do have an uncle that out of the five is my favorite. So I could totally get his like overzealous, you know, hype for his niece because like, who doesn't love an uncle who's like, he'll go to bat for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah,
I will say this, like, if anyone's ever looking to go to an event like that and they're just like, man, you know, I would love to attend a fashion show, you know, what do I wear? What do I do? It's definitely a time where you can actually get dressed up, you know, to kind of meet the same energy level as the designers, right? They're putting their creativity out on stage. It's only befitting if you match that same energy and come out with a creative outfit for yourself when you come to these kind of shows. And I think it's
That's
great
right.
to invite, you know, other friends that maybe you've never been before, maybe invite your significant other, because I think sometimes the stigma is that these fashion shows are just catered to women, but it's actually, you know, catered for everybody, you know, men and women, and also other younger aspiring models that want to get, you know, their foot in the door and they want to see how this, you know, venue operates. I will say that it's helpful to try to buy your tickets before you show up, so that way you're just kind of ready to go, to line up at the door and like walk in and find your seats. Definitely the organization of the venue should have a little bit more clarity on who the point person is, so that way if you did have trouble finding your seat or having trouble, you know, finding where the bar is to get a drink, then at least you have an idea who the point person is. That's the only kind of major critique I had as far as like understanding like who was in charge in case I had any questions. But I don't know, what did you think?
You're absolutely correct, because I think there was one point in the night where they started the event about 2 hours late. It was supposed to start at 6 and it started about 10 minutes to 8. And so they weren't letting people in. It started at 6, but they weren't letting people in. We didn't, you know, you didn't get in until about 6:20 because of a technical issue they were having with the scanner, I guess, or something like that to get in. I don't know exactly what it is, but allegedly. And so we finally got in. We sat down, and I guess about an hour-ish into sitting, we were removed from those seats. So we were really kind of confused about it. they, you know, they needed to give those seats to people that were VIP members. Now, have there been any kind of, like, reserved, you know, any kind of plate that said reserved? We all obliged anyway, but we were definitely a little by that because we didn't understand why we got, you know, have to move. I mean, there's no signage here that says VIP or anything. Like, are we in the wrong place? Like, and they, you know, needed that space for VIP. Okay, no problem. We'll oblige and move because we didn't buy a VIP wristband. I wasn't paying the $100 price. I'm going to pay the $40 to get in for the general admission. So if I need to move, I'll move. No problem, whatever. But, it would have been worse had my mom been there, to be honest with you, you know, because had my mama showed up, had Fernice been there and they asked us to move and Fernice was in them heels for five more hours standing up, because we had to stand up after that. There was no other place to sit. We had to stand up for the next 5 hours, I guess. Fernice, how you feel?
Baby, they would have caught the business. They would have caught the business. They would have caught the business because you're not going to have me stand up for another 5 hours. You better bring me a chair and something to drink. We're not going to play them games.
It was a hard drink, too.
You want me to keep waiting or give my money back and I'll just leave. And I'll go somewhere where I don't have to stand for 5 hours. Because that's a lot. You know, that's why I don't go to major concerts. My patience to stand in line that long is gone. I guess you can say I'm in my older age. Oh, God. But I guess I've never wanted to go to something that bad to have to stand in line that long. I look at people that camp up outside of Walmart, Target, whole day ahead to get one item out of that store. It's not that serious. Not for me. I can't speak for others, but for me, it is not that serious. I would prefer to wait until the price comes down anyway.
Because it's coming
down.
But
everybody don't think like me. It's coming down. You have people fighting each other over one item.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And to have to stand up, I was seated, and you want me to stand up, and I'm standing up for an additional 5 hours? Oh, no, baby.
It was about four hours, but that's too long.
That's too long. If they was going to move you, they should have moved you to another seat. You were already sitting.
They didn't have any additional seating. That was the problem. We were trying to figure out if general admission was standing room only, because if you go and you look at some, and I'm not bringing up the name of the organization at all. You know, I don't want to, I'm not here to talk. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to lie. I passed that man my business card. I was like, let me just tell you, if we move it, you just know I'm giving you a bad review. But I ain't doing that. I ain't petty. I ain't doing that. But I do want to speak about my experience. Now, that I can do on my radio network. That I can do. Mm-hmm. But I'm not just going to go leave a bad review, because that ain't for me. I'll let other people judge what they want to judge or what not judge or whatever. Right, but I think the biggest thing for me is we had literally been sitting there for an hour plus. We were enjoying ourselves, having a great time. Because they were not on time and organized, they did not know on time that we were sitting in that seat and they needed us to move. Also, it did not specify. It said on their website, it says the first two rows. There were not rows. There were couches. So you really didn't know what was what, because it wasn't rows. It was couches. So at the end of the day, it didn't matter if it was rows or not. They were going to make everybody who did not have a VIP wristband move, because there were so many VIP wristbands. They needed to make sure those people were seated. Didn't have enough seats.
They
wanted it like that so that they could have more people standing around, so that it looks like you got this huge crowd around the stage. It's great for publicity. I mean, great. They did it right. But as it pertains to people who arrive early, because Marie got there earlier than me. When it comes to people who arrive early, you got to be there till late.
Yeah, I think there is, because with the anticipation of the flyer said that the event started at 6, I think a lot of people, a good portion of people probably showed up early, about 5:15, 5:30, thinking that they would need to get their seat or situated with, like, their drink order or their seat ahead of time before the show starts at 6. Just like if you would go to any other live, you know, theater event or even a movie showing, right? So if the movie starts at 8, you'd want to get situated with your ticket and your popcorn and your drinks to go sit down before 8 o'clock. I think that's probably a lot of the conception that people were thinking that, oh, it says it's 6, so let me get situated well before that so I don't disrupt, you know, the models coming out soon after, right? But I think with, you know, AFRIMA being so big, I think if they held it again next year, right, now that we're past the 10th anniversary celebratory year, I think it'd be advantageous for them to choose a much larger event in anticipation that a lot more people are going to come out and spread the word to come out, and thus you need, like, a larger, you know, venue to accommodate everybody so that everybody can get a ticket and everybody can, you know, come in and support the cause, because we don't want this to just be like a one-time thing. We want this to keep going on year after year. So, but I think, you know, based on my experience, I think I would come out again and hope that there would be like a larger venue selected so that I can bring more people to the show, or if not, participate in the show myself, because, you know, who doesn't love to model clothes?
That part, right? Bernice, you do great, too, up there on stage.
That
walk
part.
That walk.
Yeah, don't
walk,
make me put the heels on, girl. Let's show them how it's done, Marie. Let's show them how it's done, girl.
Yeah, I mean, I could pull out some archives of things that I modeled. You know, I've done all sorts of things, pageants, sports, you know, modeling for different, you know, venues. So I always like to support my community in some way. So if I'm not lending myself as like a model or like a host of a show or something, I definitely try to lend my support in other ways by just, you know, volunteering and things like that. But, you know, it has to make sense, right? I mean, I'm only one person. I can't do it all. So if it makes sense for me to do it, you know, I find a way to help out.
Love it. My hat goes off to these two beautiful ladies, because I guarantee you 2024, you're going to see them in some fashion shows.
Okay. I'm ready. Bring it. Bring it.
It's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting. I want to thank you, Marie. Thank you so very much for giving us our community and event updates. Super fun, super fun, super duper fun. We'll have some more stuff coming up in the next couple of – there's events all throughout the community, all throughout the community. You guys check all these events out. Do not sit at home. If you got an hour to just get out and go hear some live music, I'm telling you, it just – It's something about it. Listen, I think one night, I think that was the Lenny Nance night. I don't even remember if I sat down. I danced the whole time, and I loved it. I just absolutely loved it. So I just had a good time. It was just so much fun. I love the band. Every song they do, it's just like the old school. They do new school. It's just amazing. So shout out to Lenny. Shout out to Q Moore. Shout out to all of the incredible Ox. What was the name of that guy? Ox, the drummer. Ox in the, what was the name of his band? Ox in the Oxfords or something. There's a band. I can't even remember the name of it. But anyways, it's amazing. And I said I was going to go check them out this weekend. I didn't have a chance to, because after that show, I was so tired on Saturday. I just could not. I was like, I got to go home and go to sleep. So
yeah, I didn't quite make the after party. I heard it was at Rockwood. So
I didn't do. I didn't make that one either. But you remember that guy when we went to Lenny Nance's? When we went to the event at Lenny Nance that Thursday, there was a big tall guy. He did the drum set, and he was like, he invited us back that Saturday
to come see him play for his birthday event. You must have forgot
right.
that. Right. So,
right.
I didn't get to mention it. So shout out to Ox. Yeah, I got to figure out what is the name of his band is and all that so I can figure out where he is in the community. Bernice, I will let you know. Bernice is on the closer to the west end of DFW, and I'm closer to the north end of DFW, and Marie is, I think, also closer to the north end of DFW. So we've got to get out to the south end of the DFW so we can do some stuff out there, because I know there's some amazing events and stuff happening on the south end.
Definitely.
So we're going to find them for me. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah,
now,
thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, Marie, you're more than welcome to stay on. We're going to and for those of you who are tuning in, thank you for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. You can check us out on all social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, TikTok, all of them. I don't even know what the name of all of them are, but whatever the names of them are, we're on that. And if you don't see us on that, you email me and let me know, and I'll make sure we get on it. You don't have to email Brooke. You can email me directly, KiaD@WeTalkRadio.com. I'll make sure we get on whatever platforms we need to be on. But one of the incredible things, we were talking about crazy things that have happened in our lifetime, right? Well, I talked about mine. Fern was literally talking about hers. It blew everybody away. So I'm going to let her recap, and then we're going to get into what the authorities said. What did the authorities say about what you saw, Fern? They told you what you saw when you, with your own two eyes, saw what you saw. Go ahead and give a recap and then give
us
the second half.
Kia, if I may interject, I'm going to hop off now to take another call.
Absolutely, love. It was great having you, and we'll definitely have you on again.
Great having you. Thank you.
Thank you so kindly. Appreciate it.
She got so much radio cooth, it's crazy. Don't you just love it?
Yep, exactly. She does.
Thank you.
Have a great night,
love. Much
love.
Love. You
Absolutely.
Too.
Fern,
much
Fern,
love.
Come on. Absolutely. Let us know what's going on for those who are just tuning in.
So do a quick recap.
What happened to Fern? Oh, man. We're going to get Fern back. We're going to get Fern back. Somebody did not want her to tell that story. Somebody did not want that story told. They literally disconnected Fern in the middle of Fern's conversation. Now, you listen. Now,
no.
Let me tell you, yeah. Fern, she was in the middle of that. She was about to begin the story, and they cut her off. Man, let me tell you. And it wasn't over here, man. Somebody didn't want that story told. Go ahead.
Look,
let's talk.
And I didn't even have my phone in my hand. I didn't even have my phone in my hand. And I was like, when Marie was hanging up, it hung me up, too.
Ooh-wee. See? Come on.
Anyway, as I was about to say, I'm going to say this. So, make a long story short, recap. Mexico, a little over a year ago, I see light sailing across the sky, sailing parallel to the land. It wasn't a rocket. It wasn't a bomb. It wasn't a meteor shower. It was, to my eyes, a spaceship. So as time went on and the video, I sent videos, I even sent one to Channel 11 News here in Fort Worth. I sent it to Scott, the weather guy. When it was shown on television, if anyone was watching news that night, it was shown like a meteor shower. It was fed up, they speeded it up real fast. And I was like, no, they didn't. Yes, they did. So as time went on, I see an article from quote unquote, and now I want you to help me understand and make sure I have this right. Now, Oregon, Seattle, Washington is, if I'm not mistaken, on the West Coast, right? Am I right? Washington, D.C. is on the East Coast, right?
Right. D.C. is right.
Okay. D.C. But Washington and Oregon and Seattle is on the West Coast.
Right.
Now,
right.
I need to paint this picture. Okay. Me, I am in Mexico. So I'm down south. Guy continued to say that the reason it was so visible from Washington, from Seattle to D.C. is because it was only 30,000 feet in the air. What? That calculates. That doesn't even add up. I mean,
I
can balance
sense.
Your checkbook, my checkbook, anybody's checkbook. That doesn't add up. You're not balancing your checkbook. That doesn't even make sense. So I made a comment and I told him to stop lying because I was in Mexico when it went over my head and now I can't even find that article. He was saying that it was a satellite that was scheduled to fall from the space orbit into the Earth's atmosphere a week later. That happened on the 6th, February the 6th, 7th last year. And that particular satellite they were talking about wasn't even scheduled to fall yet. So,
Wow.
If it was a satellite, why no one ever said anything about it hitting the ocean? You never heard anything about it being collected. Why didn't they say, here is what people thought was a spaceship. Here is the satellite being pulled from the ocean. It was none of that. So they say what they want to say, and I'm going to believe what I know. And light sailing across the, if you do that, Google that, you see so many videos, so many pictures, people put out there because they saw the same thing. Call me crazy.
Everybody ain't crazy. Everybody camera crazy too? Got it. Right. At the same time, everybody camera crazy. Got it. Okay.
I'm not a creator. I'm not one of those people that create videos. I don't have time for that. You know, people who create videos, they can make things look real. But me, I'm an ordinary person living my ordinary best life.
Who do not want to be bothered by no outside entities like this. This is crazy.
Because I saw
that's
the
more.
Truth.
Right.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how that ended.
Well, sis, I'm just absolutely for real. I'm glad that you are okay, one, because, I mean, that definitely could have, you know, so I ain't even trying to speak life into nothing.
You know, when I think of that video and I think of that night and I slow everything down in my head, you know, it was like a smoky black, like a metallic black. And it was so extraordinary. It had smaller individuals, spacecraft flying around it, I guess, to make sure the coast was clear. in one of the videos that the resident took, you could, the side where he was on, that's the side where he saw the small green ship flying. But in mine, it was on the opposite side of the spaceship from where I was. You can see it in my video, but it's far away. It wasn't as close to me as it was to them.
Wow.
Oh, girl, it's amazing. It is. It's amazing.
Lucky ain't got nothing to do with it. That's blessed, baby. That's blessed.
It, yes, I'm blessed. It didn't turn into the Independence Day.
Yeah, that and what's that new movie with Nope?
Nope. Oh, baby, Nope.
Did you see that movie,
Yes,
Nope?
Indeed.
With,
I saw, yes, I saw Nope. And you know what? I understand why he said Nope. Girl, look, like this, that what happened to me was really a true out-of-body, like, experience for me. You know, when you see something that's so captivating and extraordinary to the point to where you can't move, but you can feel every hair on your arm and your neck stand up. It was, I couldn't move. It was, I don't know how to explain the feeling. I don't know how to explain it. I never in my life, it was almost like for a moment. And in my head, I kept saying, girl, if you do not record this, nobody is going to believe you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was one of those moments. Like, that was the only thing that would move was my hand and my arm. And I had to zoom further out to catch it all. I had to take it off the regular recording distance. It was that close.
Wow. Wow.
So, you know,
said I had
it was,
to zoom out, not in. I had to zoom out.
Yes.
Not in.
I had that part, baby.
Ooh,
that part. I had to get it all, boo. I had to get it all. Yes,
listen,
I did. But I tell you.
You have given all of this tonight, honey. Folks going to go to bed terrified tonight. It's okay. There ain't nobody coming for you.
No,
baby. Get,
no, most people
get your
go
life.
To bed. They're like, oh, that girl is crazy. But, honey, you call me crazy. Call me bipolar, schizophrenic. I don't care what you call me. It's what I answer to. You can think what
that
you
part.
Want to think, but I know what I know that I know.
That part.
Yes,
with
indeed.
That being said, Queen, why don't you go ahead and close us out in prayer?
Most definitely. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you on this blessed day. Thank you for all of those listeners out there, Lord, asking you, Lord, to just please take your arms and protect them from the danger seen and unseen as they travel down the dangerous highways and byways, as they sit in their beds listening to us, sitting on their sofa, eating their food, Lord, just bless them in a mighty way. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing. We thank you for keeping our minds, and we want to ask, Lord, that you continue to keep us, continue to bless this radio station, Lord, continue to bless this queen, Lord. She has worked so hard to get us where we are now, and we just ask that you just keep shining your love down on us and giving us your grace and mercy as we continue to grow and prosper and be there for those, Lord, who don't know how to be there for themselves. And all of these things we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that's how we used to do it in church back in the day. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged Show. Every Monday night we will be here. Next week we're going to get to some of these old interviews. We're going to have some conversation. We're going to talk about some things. We'll have some fun. My girl E is going to be back. The Fern will be here. It's going to be fun. E was here a couple weeks ago. She was here a couple weeks ago. She's going to come back. She didn't give her name that day. She just called in that day. But she wants to come back
and just kind of chop it up with us and have some good conversation. So we're going to do that next week. Y'all be ready to have a good time. Now, one of the things that we talked about was the incredible Q Moore. So we're definitely going to close out the show with a little bit of Q Moore. Check us out on all social media platforms. Woo, woo. This is the incredible Kia D right here on the Kia D Unplugged Show with my girl Fern Fernies on We Talk Radio Network.
Tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.